Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
President Obama is calling on the Supreme Court. He wants the court to halt the execution of a Mexican national in Texas today. The president argues that this execution would violate compliance with international law. Humberto Leal Garcia Jr. was convicted in 1994 of raping and killing a 16-year-old girl in Texas. His lawyers, and we have one of them with us today, say executing Garcia by lethal injection would violate the laws of the United Nations Vienna Convention on Consular Relations. And that's because Leal Garcia was not given access to the Mexican consulate after his arrest. Joining us is now Garcia's counsel, Sandra Badcock. Sandra's also a clinical professor of law and the director of the Center for International Human Rights at Northwestern University. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your client, now, your argument of the stay of execution is not about innocence or guilt, but it's about the fact that the trial was, the sentencing was incorrect because he didn't have access to a consulate.
Right. I mean, our argument really is one about process, which in this case is not a technicality, and I'll explain why. First of all, everyone agrees, all nine justices of the United States Supreme Court, the Bush and Obama administrations, everyone is in agreement that the United States has an international legal obligation to provide Mr. Leal a hearing where he has the opportunity to demonstrate just how the absence of consular assistance affected the outcome of his capital murder trial. So what we're asking for right now is to have our day in court, and that's precisely what the congressional legislation would do that was introduced 2 weeks ago by Senator Leahy.
You know, this is not the first time this has happened. 3 years ago, Texas actually moved forward with an execution of a Mexican national, despite pleas from the Bush administration and others that they, as you say, give the man a day in court. And actually, in 2009, the International Court of Justice said the U.S. had not met its obligations under the Vienna Convention in 51 cases, and that includes Leal. What's at issue here? Is it a not understanding policy among law enforcement officials? Why are these people not giving access to their consulates?
Well, I think that it's hard to say in each case, and I think it could be different in each case. I think largely it's that law enforcement has not been trained. They don't know enough about the Vienna Convention. It's been the law of the land of the United States for over 40 years. This is a treaty that was ratified in 1969, and since 1969, we have had the obligation to inform detained foreign citizens of their right to seek access and the assistance of their consulates. It's the same treaty that applies to Americans who are traveling overseas. This is one of the most widely ratified treaties in the world. It's ratified by over 170 countries. And so the United States, when Americans find themselves in trouble abroad, like the hikers who are now facing espionage charges in Iran, the United States routinely insists that other countries should uphold their obligations to give Americans access to the consulate.
But Senator Babcock, that said, this does have the feel of a technicality. Is the murder in dispute? I mean, are you disputing that your client actually committed this 1994 rape and killing of a 16-year-old?
Actually, we are. And that's why it's not a technicality. A lot of people don't really understand what type of assistance the consulate can provide. It's not just monitoring the trial. The Mexican consulate has the most far-reaching consular assistance program of any country in the world. We have documents going back to the 1920s showing how the Mexican consulate was trying to obtain attorneys for individuals who were facing the death penalty in the United States. And that's precisely what they would have done here, and that's why it would have made such a difference. Mr. Leal's court-appointed attorneys were hopelessly inexperienced and incompetent. And with consular assistance, Mr. Leal would have been provided with highly experienced, qualified attorneys who would have been able to defend him and to challenge the state's reliance on junk science at the culpability phase and their appalling lack of evidence showing that he would have been a candidate for the death penalty.
We should mention again that Sandra Babcock is the counsel for Humberto Leal Garcia Jr. She's also a clinical professor of law and director of the Center for International Human Rights at Northwestern University. So, Sandra, what happens now? Who is able to stay this execution? I assume the Texas governor can put a stay on the execution. Is that limited? Is it only Supreme Court at this point that can step in?
We have there are two institutions left that can act: the Supreme Court, as you said, and the Texas governor. Each has independent powers. So the Supreme Court could grant a stay of indefinite duration. The governor has the power to grant a 30-day reprieve, and neither one has yet announced what their intentions are.
And your motion is to have a hearing, not to throw this case out completely.
That's
yes?
exactly right. We really just want our day in court. We want an opportunity to show that if Mr. Leal had had consular assistance, it would have made a difference. And it's our contention that if he had had the opportunity to seek the aid of his country, that he would not have been convicted, let alone sentenced to death.
And that, in fact, is also the contention of the Mexican government as well, who have now offered to step in should they give the chance to aid in his defense.
Yes, the Mexican government has filed an amicus brief in the Supreme Court asking for a stay of execution, as has the Solicitor General of the United States, as you mentioned, all of whom have echoed our calls and emphasized that this is a case that would irreparably damage the United States' standing in the world.
Sandra Babcock, how much time does Mr. Garcia have?
Well, the execution is scheduled to take place at 6 p.m. today, so we're hoping for news as soon as possible. Good news.
Sandra Babcock is the counsel for Humberto Leal Garcia Jr. Garcia was convicted in 1994 of raping and killing a 16-year-old girl in Texas, and the White House has asked the Supreme Court to halt that execution. Sandra Babcock, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.